France is bolstering its garrison in the West African nation of Ivory Coast, a former French colony. The French say that if necessary, they will dispatch troops to rescue Westerners who are trapped in the country's second largest city. There is fighting in Ivory Coast between government forces and mutineers. Paul Welsh is West Africa correspondent for the BBC, and he joins us from Abidjan, the main city of Ivory Coast. Mr. Welsh, first of all, who are the Westerners and what's their status?
There are about, we believe, 1,500 Westerners caught in the city of Bouaké. Probably 600 of them, almost half of them, are French. There's a big French community here, as you can imagine, it being a former French colony and for many years one of the biggest trading partners of France in this part of the world. There are also probably about 200 Americans and many other nationalities as well. Of the Americans, there's a very sad story of about 150 children, American children in a boarding school who are trapped a long way from their parents. Their parents are missionaries and church people who are scattered around the countryside of Ivory Coast. And these children are in their boarding school. They're doing well. They're a little nervous, obviously. They have food, they have water, they have electricity, but they're obviously nervous and they're getting very bored of being locked up.
But are they actually being held inside the school by rebel forces?
No, they're not. They say that they've had no trouble with the rebels at all, except for the danger of bullets flying around when the rebels fire in the air. But there's been no danger to them. But obviously it's in their interest to stay inside where it's safer and where they can be looked after and cared for.
Now, you speak of the bullets flying through the air. Why? What is this fight about between the army and army mutineers?
Nobody, to be quite frank with you, is really sure what this is about or how it started. There are very many different stories. To begin with, we were told that they were mutineers. They were about 750 soldiers who were due to be demobilized from the army and didn't want to be. They'd been brought into the army by General Gay, the man who led the first coup here in 1999 and seized power as president. When he was in power, he brought these men into the army. So they are supporters of his. So they were being taken out of the army and they mutinied or they staged a coup. The government say it is a coup. The government say other countries have given arms to these people and have supported them and have allowed reinforcements to come across borders. So to be quite honest, nobody is entirely sure what is happening here or who these people really are or what they really want. What we do know is that there's been this tense standoff now for 4 days and very little has changed since Thursday afternoon when the initial 8 hours of heavy fighting stopped.
In taking over a territory, how bloody was the fighting between the either mutineers or coup plotters and the government?
It's quite possibly the most bloody episode in this country's history. The first coup here in 1999 was more serious in terms of the damage it did to the nation and the sudden change of power. And the finishing of this nation's role as a beacon of stability in this sea of unstable countries. I mean, the next country along is Liberia. You don't have to mention the name for people to conjure up ideas of civil war and disaster. So it was a beacon of stability. That ended in 1999. So that coup, in that way, was more serious than this. However, the government figures are that 270 people were killed and 300 were injured in the fighting on Thursday. That, I believe, makes it the worst single violent episode, certainly in this country's recent history.
Paul Welsh, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Paul Welsh, West Africa correspondent for the BBC, speaking to us from Abidjan in Ivory Coast.